It's Finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
Gee, Ray, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So I tell him I'm a pro, John. Then who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, oh, there won't be any money. When you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now? Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and we appreciate all of you listening. Been a great week, and I've got a few things we'll update you on here as we go through the show today, so don't go anywhere. And we've got a lot in store for you today. So this first hour, we're going to do a movie review that Andy has, and actually both of us went to see it, Those Who Wish Me Dead, the new Angelina Jolie movie. We'll do that here in just a few minutes. Hour number two, we've got movie rental reviews, the favorite movies from the 80s. And then hour number three, George Barna has a new research study out, and he will be joining us at that time. In the meantime, though, Dr. Anthony Harper joining us now, giving us an update of what's going on back at the White House in regards to some of the things you've been working on. And you actually have some good news for us, Dr. Harper. What is it?
Oh, yes, I do, John. Thanks for letting me join you today. It was my meeting with the press secretary. My private face-to-face meeting with her Monday this week when I was at the White House, and that was the ideal time to catch her. It's regarding all the conversations surrounding humanitarian aid that she's mentioned that President Biden has been giving to Iran or Palestinian Authority, as well as the UN agency UNRWA. And I told her I have evidence that this is being redirected towards terrorist activity. And also mentioned to her about this issue about this Jewish cemetery and the desecration in Vilnius, Lithuania, that the Vilnius officials still plan to desecrate that. And she said, we are looking into this. I've contacted the State Department, she said.
Okay. Well, that is good news. There's, of course, today I'm sure you noticed or heard about the ceasefire that was agreed today, and that's, you know, neither here nor there, but it has been agreed upon. How does that affect things moving forward, or do you think it will one way or the other?
Well, it's hard to know what's going to be happening with that. I don't expect that ceasefire to last that long, but you know, Israel has to do what it can to defend itself.
Agree.
The Hamas can't be trusted. Terrorists can't be trusted. It's very unwise for us to be giving any money towards Iran or Palestinian Authority or, you know, this UN agency. We can't trust terrorists in this matter. It really is very foolish for us to throw our money away on this matter. And it's very sad, you know, what's been going on, the loss of life. And,
well,
of course,
and
Israel.
And real quick, I want to dovetail what you just said a moment ago, Dr. Harper. When it comes to us, you know, essentially funding terrorists and terrorism, that is, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when does that come back to bite us, because you cannot fund terrorism and expect to have positive consequences. You're going to have negative consequences no matter what you do.
No, there just can't be any funding given to those agencies like the UN agency or Iran or whatever.
Exactly.
It just cannot be trusted. And it doesn't make sense why the Biden administration would be saying on one hand that we support Israel's right to defend itself, but on the other hand, funding terrorist organizations that are hurting Israel. So it's very serious what is going on. And the press secretary responds to my emails. She sends me personal emails when I send her a good question to her, and she'll respond. And so I'm praying for this continued effort, you know, there to be, to bring up these issues. I've actually, something else unique, John, is that I've been trying to educate her on the whole issue of Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking at the press conference this week about President Biden's solution is a two-state idea, the Palestinian state. Well, I've been giving her the reasons why that is not going to work.
Right.
You know,
right.
From a biblical perspective, I shared the scripture, Joel 3:2, of the warning of dividing the land. And I've given her the history about how the word Palestine came to be about, a derogatory term by the Roman Caesar Hadrian back in the 2nd century A.D., and that he was trying to disconnect the Jews from their land. So just name it Palestine and get them disconnected in a way to insult the Jews. But it goes all the way back to the Greek historian Herodotus, as well as a long time ago, 5th century B.C.
Do you feel like when you give her some of those history lessons, she absorbs that, takes it in?
I hope so. You know, all I can do is, you know, share with her the facts of this matter.
True.
I've even sent her the map, that peace plan map that has been proposed, I know, during President Trump's time. It shows that Palestine stayed in the heartland of Israel. This is very disturbing and totally unacceptable. I mean, Israel knows withdrawing from Gaza didn't bring peace. So how can withdrawing
right.
from a lot more land
right.
in the heartland of Israel going to do anything?
Right, it won't.
Dr. Harper, I mean, how do you share a two-state solution with people like the Palestinians? I'm sorry, but they are being funded by terrorists. They are being funded by Iran.
Right.
And isn't it basically like sharing a fishbowl with a piranha?
Well, I mean, the feeding frenzy very quick. You know,
yeah.
Totally unwise, and really, this is sending bad signals to Israel. Israel really can't trust the U.S. in this matter. They're going to have to do what they can to defend themselves. They trust in the God of Israel to get them through this crisis, but it's really upsetting, and I think a lot of evangelical Christians have contacted the White House, complained, and putting pressure on this administration.
As we should, you know, because you combine what you just said, on top of that, having, you know, X amount of individuals at, you know, in Congress and even some senators saying we shouldn't even sell them arms any longer, you know, between those two things,
right.
Israel has to be thinking to themselves, you know, do we really have an ally there or not?
I know. It is so serious. So I sure appreciate your prayers being there, trying to make a difference. And I'm going on a speaking trip, be in Colorado here shortly.
Nice.
Speaking at churches about these issues, raising awareness and talk radio as much as I can.
Okay.
But really need to be on, like, Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
I need a larger platform to reach a lot more people about our Christian concerns at the White House, to talk about that Jewish cemetery desecration and the history of the Palestinian state issue, you know.
And I agree.
A lot of people are just ignorant about this.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Hey, Dr. Harper, really quick here, and I had to step out for a second. Did you guys mention Bernie Sanders?
No.
Because, you know, with the arms sale to Israel, Bernie Sanders is, of course, staunchly against it. Is this guy pretty much alone? I just think he hates the Jews. I'm sorry, I do. And is he pretty much alone in the Senate, or is there a groundswell?
As far as Bernie Sanders, you know, there are other people that would share his view. I don't know how many of them. I've been talking with my Jewish friends. They believe he's a traitor. He's not a true Jew in this matter.
No.
I mean, he's sided with terrorists in this matter and supports killing children and abortion. I mean, how can that be an Orthodox Jew, a good Jew, doing those kind of things? So my Jewish friends, Orthodox Jewish friends, and here in the United States, believe we have a lot of American Jews that are really traitors to the cause of Israel, traitors to the God of Israel. I mean, a lot of them being in the Democrat Party that is really, you know, lockstep with funding Iran. I mean, it is so crazy what is going on and very disturbing. So we need to keep on, making our leaders accountable on these.
No doubt, and we'll leave it at this. No doubt, Bernie Sanders is a traitor to his own people, as you guys have said. And I would, reiterate that numerous times. So, Dr. Harper, continue to let us know what's going on. We'll get you back on as we can, and good luck on your tour here in Colorado as well.
Yeah, thank you. And if people want to check us out online, imcnews.org, and see the YouTube channel where I'm reporting from the White House.
Great. Dr. Anthony Harper, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll start our movie review as soon as we come back. Extreme Auto Repair is up next. Don't forget to go to klzradio.com. Go to the website. Find the Extreme link there. Click it. And when you do, you fill out a form. You'll get free wiper blades or a tire rotation. That's on behalf of Extreme Auto Repair. Anything you need for your vehicle as well, they'll take care of you. Don't forget, Memorial Day, not that far away. And I can tell you right now, folks, most of the automotive industry is extremely busy right now. So if you need something done, I would suggest getting it done sooner than later. Don't wait till Thursday to get something done to leave on Friday. You're going to find yourself not getting it done in time. So give them a call today if you need something, 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Hi, this is Al Smith with Golden Eagle Financial. Join me at a workshop at Ruth Chris Steakhouse Tuesday evening, the 25th of May. To register, go to klzradio.com/money.
Get a job. Avoid public transit. Listen to the radio. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. And John, are you ready for a movie review?
I am. We had one call real quick asking about Dr. Harper's website.
Oh, please,
again,
yes.
Real quick. And for everybody listening, it's I M as in Mary. So I M Mary C news.org. So imcnews.org is where you go. And again, Ann will have all of that on the website later tonight as well. So if you missed anything, you can always go to the show notes and find things there. Which, by the way, the other day when we had Richard Giordano on talking about CHASA and all the things going on with transgenderism in our sports here in Colorado, high school sports in Colorado, that is also now all up on the website as well. You can find it all there also.
And by the way, John, if I may, what has it got to be like for American conservative Jews having to deal with so many liberal Jews in America who flat out hate Israel?
Great question. Great question, Andy.
I mean, what a position that puts them in.
How
it's one of the two most awkward positions religiously. The other one, of course, a lot of conservative Catholics having to defend this pope, right? But
true.
What has it got to be like for these conservative Jews?
Great question. It can't be easy.
No.
And then you've got, you know, like we talked about earlier, you and Dr. Harper did with Bernie Sanders essentially, you know, being a traitor to his own people. I don't get it.
No, he despises Israel.
I know.
I'm sorry. And people will say, oh, that's unfair. Are you kidding? Look at everything he has ever advanced regarding Israel. He despises them. He is Rashida Tlaib. Okay. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Let's get into something fun. Let's have fun. I know. Talking about Bernie is not fun.
No, well, it is not.
Actually, it can be.
Well, true.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
All right, but first, John, can Angelina Jolie fight fires and villains while looking positively smashing? She probably can in Those Who Wish Me Dead.
Why'd they put you in a fire tower?
Well, I'm just lucky, I guess.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
I wanna see where the blood's coming from.
It's not my blood.
You in trouble? Anyone else in trouble?
My dad said if anything happened, I should find someone I could trust. Are you someone I can trust?
We promise absolutes. Act accordingly. Run on.
Run on. Those men that came for your father. Did you see their faces? That's them. Element God is gonna cut you down.
Give me something else to worry about.
Else to worry about. I liked the villains, by the way.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought they did a fine job. But first, okay, folks, Angelina Jolie, she stars as Hannah. She is a smoke jumper.
Yeah.
Those courageous mountain firefighters who actually parachute in to fight fires and rescue victims. These are the kinds of people that make you feel like a real wimp.
Yes. Good point.
I mean, my manhood, it was gone 5 minutes into this film. I'm watching this saying, nope. Couldn't do any of that. It was really kind of cool watching what they do. And by the way, before we even get into the movie, I like how they showed some of what they did.
Yes. Yeah. I do too.
I liked watching that. Mm-hmm. I liked watching just, you know, the feeling of parachuting down into flames. I think that's just incredible. I
agree.
Well, okay, into this you drop Angelina Jolie. And at first, John, I got to be honest, she doesn't fit. Okay, you know, having having beer with the boys. And so forth. This is Angelina Jolie. She's too stunning to see her in this sort of job. I mean, John, her lips are bigger than most people's heads. Okay. Her cheekbones are as striking as ever. She fits in like a Greek goddess in a bowling league. And at first, now it gets better, but at first she doesn't fit in. I'm just going to say it. And as kind of an aside, I once had a good friend named Eric, and he was one of the top young photographers in the country. And Eric would walk me through all these models' pictures and just hundreds of them. And he kind of geeked out on it and show me what makes beauty and what things you look for. And it's the eyes and how they're leveled out and the cheekbones and the nose and how that works with the lips and all this. It was really, really fascinating stuff. Hmm. Angelina Jolie is everything that you look for facially. Just the incredible beauty between her and Audrey Hepburn. I don't think I've ever seen, you know, it's like not even seeing a real person on screen. She doesn't even look like a real person at times. She looks like all those mannequins when you go to the store to buy something. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be perfect. They're right. All ugly compared to this. It's just crazy. And so when you first see her, you know, having beers with the boys, it's kind of like, what is this supermodel doing here? But that's okay. Mm-hmm. You get past it.
Right.
Well, after about 20 minutes, they make it work, you know, put lots of soot on her, you know,
right.
And the story is good. I enjoy the story. While she's manning a lone outpost in the mountains, and by the way, she's there because she's gone through some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She's got a past. It's very painful. And they've got her at this lone outpost and, hey, someone's got to watch for the fires up there. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At that time, she's surprised by Connor. Now, Connor is a 12-year-old boy on the run. Connor's being hunted by bad guys, killers. And he has lost faith. You know, he's lost everyone. Sorry, not faith, but he's lost everyone who matters to him, and so he's lost faith in people. He doesn't know who to trust.
These are the kind of villains, by the way, that you want to jump into the screen and strangle yourself.
Yes, you do.
They're those kind of villains.
Which means they're good actors.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the villains did.
You literally want to just jump in there and, you know, help, you know, do whatever.
How often do you see in these kinds of action-y movies where the villains, quite honestly, are just bad guys who are told to say bad guy lines?
Just kind of thuggish and, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't get into hating them.
Right.
You know,
These guys you hate. Every fiber of your soul.
And I like them. I like them for that.
Right.
Right? I like a good bad guy. Well, obviously, she has to help this young kid. And it's very interesting because she kind of evolves into motherhood very quickly. She has no kids.
Right.
Right. And she'll do anything to protect Connor, and his life puts hers in perspective as they are both on the run, both from
them.
Good
way to say it. Yes.
And of course, in this movie, what are you going to have? A fire. So they're running from these bad guys and they're running from the fire.
Right.
And they've got to stay safe from both. And it's a typical action movie where it's got this setting, the forest fire, and these bad guys who are basically hunting them. You also have some other characters in this. You got the sheriff, who I thought was good, and I liked, and he had a nice marriage that, you know, his wife, six months pregnant.
Right.
And I thought she did a good job. Everybody did a good job. The movie worked throughout. And, you know, it was it this movie that's memorable? I'm never going to forget this movie. You know, no, it wasn't like that. But what it was coming into, let's face it, blockbuster season, this was a good, solid movie that you're just going to enjoy going to. How'd you feel?
All of the above, and I mean, I really liked it. I will give you some of my take on things a little later. Storyline, though, yeah, you're spot on. There's really
pretty straight.
Yeah, it's not one of those where you see, you know, a lot of movies you'll have four or five different things going on at the same time, and you're trying to piece all this together and figure out, you know,
right,
who's doing what, when, and where, and you kind of jump around from place to place. That's not the case here.
No, I mean, one thing they did do is they spent a little more time on the villains and what the villains had to do to prepare for the hit, to go after, how they were strategizing and so forth. You know, a lot of times
they didn't overly do it, though. So it was just, it was fine. It was perfect.
No, I'm saying this is a compliment.
Mm-hmm. It was good.
They were actually spending some time. I like to be able to get into the villain a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. You could see the strategy and what the villains were. Let's face it. These villains were actually frustrated employees. As much as
they were paid assassins, basically.
They were paid assassins, but they were
just frustrated with the boss on how to get things done.
Right. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You never see that.
Right. Usually the villains aren't complaining.
Is there a hitman union?
These guys needed one.
I know. They kind of needed one.
They needed representation.
Yes. Well, we'll look into that.
But
we'll see if we can get them represented.
It was good. And, you know, you and I talked even before the show a little bit where, you know, there's a lot of movies where, you know, the plausibility factor. In fact, we should start, like, making that another, like, fourth category of, you know, is the movie plausible
or not?
Yeah,
how plausible is it?
And in this one, you know, there's a few things in it where you're like, you know, is that plausible or not? But by and large, the majority of what you watched was, you know, it's very plausible.
By and large, it was. You know, and I kind of like that they showed you a lot what these firefighters go through,
mm-hmm.
you know, but they didn't have you spend too much time with them.
They didn't get all mucked down in that. They focused back on the story itself.
And that's what I like. They kept the story moving. Let's get into this really quick. What works? Well, first of all, Jolie pulls it off.
Mm-hmm.
She is the reluctant, troubled action hero.
Right.
And she does a good job with it. Number two, and here's the one I really want to get to. Finn Little is the name of the 12-year-old actor. He's tremendous, Jack.
He does a good job.
Along with the villains, his acting really sticks out. He's got a huge future. And as you know, I have just watched hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of movies, and I've watched so many child actors. And outside of, like, Stand By Me and, you know, outside of some of these very rare movies, you do not see a young person who can act this well and pull it off this well. He dominated.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really, he was tremendous.
Yeah.
Next, what starts as confusion for Hannah, I liked how it evolved into motherhood. You know, she doesn't understand this kid. What is this kid here for? And how she comes to really care about him because she's tough. She's gritty. Right?
Yeah.
She's a tough lady.
Yeah.
This is not her kind of thing.
No, tougher than most men.
She's not a mom.
No, yeah, no, not at all. Yes.
No, but she becomes a mom, a bear. The villains are well done. We mentioned that earlier. Aidan Gillen, who is the lead villain, he's especially calculating as Jack. And I really like that.
Yeah.
Frustrated and calculating.
Yeah.
I liked him. There are some cool scenes as the bad guys hunt the good guys in the falling ash. It's just, there are some really good looking scenes. Didn't you think?
Yeah.
Very cool to look at.
Yeah.
I like that. I really like the marriage of Ethan and Allison, just enough to be likable but not distracting.
Yeah, they didn't get into all the gory details of it.
No, well balanced. The fights are realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Angelina Jolie, she's athletic, but she can't beat up a man. She's a wisp. She's a little thing, and they don't have her being suddenly, you know, Sigourney Weaver, you know, knocking out men. I like that. It was very realistic in what she went through in fighting a guy.
Right.
I really liked how this film showed the crippling effects of regret. They did. I mean, because we often have regrets and they come back to us and it's frustrating. For her, it was crippling and they showed why.
And it was for the dad as well.
Oh, yes.
Showed that part too.
So absolutely.
Both of them showed that.
And I like that, John. I really did. Here's another thing. Bullets actually kill people in this movie.
Oh, yeah. They do.
They tear through people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
that part's very real as well.
And, of course, as I said earlier, we get to see what some smoke jumpers do. Okay, that's what works. What doesn't? First of all, the fire seems too fakey. It's not very real. It moves at just the perfect breakneck pace to be right behind them the whole way. And Don't get me wrong. I understand fire can move that fast through the mountains.
Yeah, we just had one.
Yeah, when you have the wind kick up.
We just experienced that.
But it was very CGI. It was very CGI.
Well, and there's probably no other way to do that.
Yeah, I know. It just kind of looked, you know.
Is what it is.
It looked pretty fakey. It was too drawn out in a number of scenes. And what I mean is this. Not that these were bad scenes, but they would add too much detail in what they were talking about, what they were doing, various characters, where scene by scene by scene could have taken 20 seconds out here, 30 seconds out there. And it was kind of plodding a little bit before it really got going.
Make it crisper.
Yeah, it needed to be crisper early on.
I agree.
You know, there's no need to see Allison ride a horse instead of a motorcycle. I really don't care how she gets there. You know, there's no reason to drag out little interactions with the minor characters. They needed more than two hunters. Guys, bad guys. And the reason I say it is this.
But the bad guys even said that.
Yes. And you know what? I was in the audience. I was looking. And I was like, you're right. Look, if you're going to do a Bruce Willis type thing, you need more guys to kill. Okay,
yeah,
you need
more targets. That's not what this was.
No, I understand, but that would have made it a better movie if they had to fight off more of them. It just would have added something. Because
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would agree with you there.
That's fine.
I like the way it was. It was fine.
I just think that it needed because you're trying to make it climactic each kill.
But more bad guys doesn't make it real that they live at the end.
No. I understand that. I'm not trying to make it more real. I'm talking about making a better movie. What I mean is this. It's climactic every time you kill a bad guy in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Well, you only have two of them. And one thing I like about a lot of these action heroes, be it, you know, Sigourney Weaver or whatever, is that you get to kill off five or six bad guys, and it gives you a jump of emotion and adrenaline several times through the movie and brings it up. This movie didn't have enough peaks because of that, because you just had these two guys. I like that you had two main guys hunting, but you didn't have enough kills back. And that's just for me. I think it could have added more. Finally, not enough resolution. They left so many things hanging, and we talked about this before the show. Maybe a sequel is coming.
It could be.
Gonna be hard to do a sequel, but maybe it's coming.
But it's doable if they decide to.
But they left a lot hanging.
They did. That was the one complaint I had, was I wish in certain areas of the movie they would have given a little more info.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, mess up the movie for anybody that would want to go see it, so I won't give any of that away. But there's a few things they could have added. They could have cut some things out, added a few things there, and probably would have, you know, sharpened it up some.
Had they put a little bit more resolution in two or three spots, it really would have tied it up and given you a better feel for what was happening and why. And I like that. Mm-hmm. Okay, finally, the brief moments of humor, which were good, showed the writers could have done a few more.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
And that really would have helped the movie. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes gave this 61%. I think that's too low. I'm giving it 3.5 stars, bordering on 4. I was going back and forth.
Yeah, I'll go 4.
Okay, that's as we always joke. You always go a little higher than me. But
I come at it differently than Andy does, which is okay.
No, that's fine. I look at it, I'm being nicer than the reviewers anyway.
Yes.
And it's
by the way, for everybody listening, it's a much better movie than what the reviews say. I really was having second thoughts about going to see it at all, because I'm like, oh, the reviews aren't that great.
Right.
But I went ahead anyways because I knew we were going to do it today, and I'm glad I did. It was great. It was a good movie.
I felt the reviews were too harsh. And
very. I don't know what they were expecting. This isn't Tomb Raider.
No. And that's just
if that's what they were asking for, then they were asking for the wrong thing, because this isn't Tomb Raider.
No, it isn't. And by the way, didn't you get the feeling coming out of this, Angelina, you need to make more movies?
Yes, go make some more.
Okay.
She does great.
I like Angelina Jolie.
I agree with you there.
You know, I also like her as a person. We talked about this before the show. Angelina Jolie is one
of
these.
Puts her money where the mouth is.
She helps the poor, and she means it. She doesn't do photo ops.
She helps them.
Okay, really quick here. Quality, I'm going to give it 3.5 stars. Your 4 star, I think, is also fair. I was very close between those. Political, 3 stars. Yep. Not a darn word.
It was awesome.
I like that.
That was the best part about it, actually.
And by the way, who's her dad?
Voight. John Voight.
Right. So she has a conservative dad, and you can kind of see she likes to back off from that stuff. And finally, more religious. I'm giving it 3 stars. Now, I know there's a lot of blood and there's language. I thought it was all totally appropriate.
I agree.
I like the fact that there was no bashing of Christianity.
None.
Right? And I like the message about dealing with loss. I really like that.
Dealing with loss and regret. And dealing with loss and giving of yourself to make sure somebody else gets handled and taken care of.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And I liked it. I liked the overall message of the movie. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know, this is a rough, you know, there's a lot of rough language and some very rough violence.
Yeah.
I thought it was totally appropriate to the setting, to the genre.
You wouldn't have made that movie wouldn't have been as good without it.
No, because it wouldn't be real.
No, it's not. It wouldn't be real
you
life.
You can't have a bunch of firemen saying shoot and darn.
Probably not.
I mean, come on.
They're not all me.
No.
They use real language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, so that's Those Who Wish Me Dead. Folks, I know next week the blockbuster season really starts. Mm-hmm. I think this is worth seeing until then. Go
see
it.
And by the way, they released it at the right time. They did a good job on all that.
Get a week's head start. Mm-hmm. And one last thing, big screen, little screen, I say see this on the big screen.
Yeah.
It's definitely worth it.
Yeah,
good looking.
I've had a couple of text messages come in even where folks have already gone and seen it and they liked it as well. So
yep.
You're getting a little bit of feedback from even some of you guys as listeners. And Andy's correct. The Rotten Tomatoes and the reviewers themselves, I think, have this way off. It's a much better movie than they say.
I felt that way, too. And one last thing. I oftentimes will wait outside the theater and let people know, hey, I'm a movie reviewer. Can you just give me a thumbs up or down?
Right.
All up.
Good. Good. All right. So go see it, folks. Frankton Firearms is next. And no matter what you need, and they're open all weekend long, by the way, when it comes to firearms, guns, ammo, accessories, training, the range, anything. They've got it all right there. 720-770-7777. Don't forget, you can always find them at klzradio.com.
Preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Everyone at Frankton Firearms has the same goal: to fire off some freedom seeds safely and confidently. That common goal builds relationships based on shared values and mutual respect, which makes Franktown Firearms one of the few places you can preserve your liberty, protect your family, and have fun at the same time. Because they maintain good relationships with suppliers, treat customers with respect, and offer lower tax rates, Franktown Firearms continues to sell guns and ammo at or below MSRP. But they don't only want you to buy a gun. They want to see you develop confidence through practice. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/franktown for $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members, first responders, and military veterans receive discounts in the shop, as well as discounts on all classes. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith is next, and anything you need when it comes to your financial future and planning of, give Al a call today. That's one of those things where, I do not have the expertise to do it. I can handle a few things on my own, but that is way above my pay grade. So anything when it comes to where do you need to be, how does it work, how do the tax side of things work, and so on, give Al a call. Go to klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
These three factors will determine the size of your nest egg in retirement: how much you set aside, what sort of return you get on that money, and the age you start saving. Now, you can't turn back the clock and start saving for retirement sooner, but you can start planning right now, whether you're 46 or 66. Ask Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial how to create a new tax-free income in retirement so you can make your money last. You've already done the heavy lifting by contributing to your 401k or IRA all these years. Now it would be wise to have another separate investment account funded with after-tax dollars, so that in the event of a financial emergency, you don't need to borrow or extract funds that are earmarked for retirement. We have no idea what will happen to the tax code in the future, so make certain a portion of your assets will continue to grow tax-free and generate tax-free income in the future. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money to set up a free consultation with Al Smith. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Big government, big politicians, and big business like each other. Big politicians like big government because they both live off your hard work. Big business likes big government and big politicians because big business can influence government and politicians to pass rules, ordinances, taxes, fees, etc. to control markets and squash competition. Kim Munson here. Monday, CEO and founder of First American State Bank, Jay Davidson, weighs in on our current public policy. That's Monday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, myself, Andy Pate. Real quick, impossible question of the day also was, yesterday was, in a survey, about a quarter of people say, I'll never do this at work, or it's never okay to do this at work, and that is talk politics, which, by the way, I would totally disagree with, but that's, you know, in that survey, that's what they said. Today's impossible question, answer this on the website, the rushtoreason.com website. 73% of parents have experienced this. What is this? So 73, that's a large number, by the way.
I know what 73% have done. I'm not kidding either. No joke here. Blame each other for how the kid turned out.
Ooh, good one.
By the way, Richard pretty messed up. I mean, what do you blame that on? Is it the school programs?
No, it's all me.
Climate change?
Just blame it on me.
I would blame it on climate change.
It's funny. Anyways, all right, so hey, let's talk about this thing where the governor yesterday, I talked about it briefly.
Oh, I'm mad.
Didn't really get into it yesterday a lot, but you know, we now have a governor who thinks it's a great idea to take $500 million of COVID relief funds that we as taxpayers have funded through the, you know, stimulus bills. I don't know which one, but one of those two bills is where the $500 million has come from, and we think it's okay to bribe people to go back to work. Yes, I said bribe.
This is sick, John.
And is it not a bribe, Andy?
It is totally a bribe. It is totally a bribe. And this makes me sick. It comes out of COVID funds, COVID relief funds that are supposed to help people who are suffering and struggling because of what idiots like our governor have done to them during COVID. And what do? We take that money and use it to bribe people
to go to
who
work.
Are too lazy to come back without a bribe to go back to work. What do you see on the window of every business in
help
town?
Help wanted.
Help
hiring
wanted.
Hiring now.
Hiring now.
Within, whatever. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah, and the reason you got to bribe them, why? Because we've been bribing them to stay home.
Yes.
So we're going to give you $300 a week more to sit on your, can I say it?
Yes.
Sit on your ass.
Yes, and
at
do
home.
Nothing.
Okay, and we're going to give you $300 more to do that, mm-hmm. and then you get so used to that, now you're so lazy.
Right.
Right? That we have to actually give you money that was supposed to help people.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to give you that to bribe you to come back to work, you lazy, worthless
yep.
piece yep. of you know what.
Yep. Yep. Can't,
I don't care if it's only 300 and some
Andy,
people. It shouldn't be three.
I cannot agree with you more. You are 1,000% correct. It goes against, I told you this at break, goes against every moral fiber of my being to watch this and not speak out against it, because this is just wrong from every aspect. It's
absolutely
wrong. You know,
sick.
You said earlier, and you're correct, if a business wants to have a moving incentive where they, you know, move you across country to come to work for you, or if they want a signing bonus,
sure,
or something
yeah.
along those lines, you know what? So be it.
That's
up to
call.
That business and that agreement they've made with that particular employee. More power to them.
Yeah.
And if that's how they attract good high-end individuals, great. So I have no problem with that, by the way.
Yeah.
I've done that before myself. There's nothing wrong with doing that if that's what you want to do as a business. But here's the caveat to that as well, Andy. When you offer a signing bonus, you're typically offering it to somebody that you're trying to lure away from somewhere else.
Yes.
It's not somebody sitting at home doing nothing.
I have
right?
no problem. Yeah, but I have no. Well, yes, and I have no problem with
you
that.
Understand where I'm going with that?
Absolutely.
In other words, you're trying to get the best of the best, not the guy sitting home on the couch.
Exactly. This guy's sitting in. And by the way, every one of these people, these three. I know it's only 300 and some. Yeah, you know what? They got families and they know people. All those people affected. Who are they going to vote for?
Oh, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, Uncle Joe
and the likes, and all of his cronies
and Jared.
Mm-hmm. His cronies.
Right?
Yes.
This makes me sick.
Yep.
You're bribing people to get back to work when nobody will go back to work because they're being paid too much to stay home because of the likes of you, Jared Polis, because you support yep. that extra $300 a week.
All the way till September, by the way, was
yeah.
the other announcement.
Yeah.
We're going to run that through September now, folks. All through summer, we're going to do this extra unemployment.
Absolutely
when
insane.
When we've got, literally, as I said a moment ago, we have got literally all over town. Drive around any place you want, folks. Look around, and the help wanted signs. Whoever's making signs right now is making bank, because whoever's making the help wanted signs has made a ton of them.
They have.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're
yeah.
everywhere.
And one last thing, if I may, before mm-hmm. we go to break here. Folks, do not tell me that people, well, they need this bribe or whatever, this payment to come back because they're afraid to come back to the workplace because of COVID.
That's BS.
That is the biggest lie in the world.
You got that right.
They are not afraid to come back to the workplace because of COVID.
Nope.
If you didn't have the $300 to stay home, they wouldn't stay home. They'd already be at the workplace.
Yeah, because these are the same individuals that I'm going to see at the mall and the movies and the shopping centers and the Costco's and the King Supers and every place else that all the rest of us go. So if they're that afraid to go back to work, why are they there?
Agreed. Right. You know what? If you're that afraid to be around this little thing called the human race, don't.
Right.
But quit restraining the rest of us. Quit quarantining our lifestyles because you can't handle being around us.
Got it.
We're fine being around each other, and I'm done. Thank you.
No, you're Andy spot on. You heard me talk a little bit about it yesterday. Didn't get a lot of time to get into it, but it just strikes at every nerve of my body that we're going to pay someone to go back to work that hasn't been working up to this point. So let's do this. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning is up next. And folks, you really need to make sure that things are dialed in after you leave this earth because you really don't want somebody else doing this for you. And believe me, if you don't do it yourself, somebody else will. So get your estate in order today. And that includes even while you're alive. There are living wills and things like that that should be in order now as well. Medical power of attorneys and so on. 720-394-6887. Michael Bailey Law. He is our mobile estate planner.
You're planning a date night with your wife, trying to decide between dinner and a movie or meeting with Michael Bailey, KLZ's mobile estate planner, to set up a will or trust and establish medical and financial powers of attorney. You could either enjoy some food and entertainment or come face to face with your own mortality. It is possible to do both. Get your affairs in order now so you can carry on with the fun stuff. KLZradio.com/estate.
A good shop is next, folks. And hey, no matter what you need for your vehicle, and one thing I've been noticing lately, because a lot of the parking lots are, the spaces, I'm sure Andy can attest this, they're thin.
They're
skinny. We're trying to, forces me, because, by the way, that's a city thing. Andy and I could do a whole show on that all by itself. I won't. But parking places are really narrow anymore, no matter where you go, which means the likelihood of you getting a door ding is pretty high, which, by the way, I hate. I hate door dings as much as I hate paying people to go back to work, Andy.
So do I.
I just absolutely despise them.
If I may jump in for
go ahead.
Second. Don't you hate it when it's windy out and you see people open their doors and they're not careful?
And they don't care.
They're not watching.
They don't care. Drives me nuts. Now,
me too.
Some of you are going to end up with door dings. Those are the kinds of things that a good shop can take care of, especially if you're looking to do something else with the vehicle, selling it, passing it off. You're going to keep it for a while, but you want to make sure it stays nice. Any of that they can do. Don't forget, if hail comes through, they can handle that for you also. And there's three locations to serve you. Find them at klzradio.com.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A good shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A good shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial, joining us now. Al, how are you, sir?
I'm doing just great, John. How are you?
It's always a joy to talk to you. Doing well, getting ready for the weekend. I know you and I talked the other day, and And had great conversation, by the way. I always love talking to Al and just, you know, bouncing ideas back and forth. And Al, one of the things we talked about the other day, which, you know, and I've continued to mention this since you and I have met, is how many people have most likely gone all the way through COVID and have heard very little, if anything, from their current financial advisor?
I would say a fairly healthy number, because a lot of the advisors have been talked into doing webinars and Zoom meetings and things like that, and sometimes to the detriment of their existing clients.
Yes.
And some of their, I have some clients who, if we showed them a computer, they would say, "What's that?" But they have
right.
a telephone.
That's a great point. You know what? You just brought up something I hadn't thought of either, Al, and that is there are a lot of folks out there that, let's just face it, and by the way, it doesn't have anything to do with age, because there are people, you know, Andy and I's age that are technically challenged when it comes to some of these things. So it's not an age thing anymore. There's young people that are as challenged as well, Al. So your point, well said, when it comes to, you know, Zoom meetings and calls and so on. And I, you know, and by the way, just, and I'm a techno geek. Andy knows that. You know that, Al. I mean, I love technology, but I will tell you one thing, mm-hmm. and I don't know why this is, but for me personally, when I get a Zoom invitation from anybody, any way, shape, or form, I just cringe, because no matter what you do in one of those, you know, meetings, calls, whatever it happens to be, they're never smooth. There's always some hiccup, some glitch, you know, somebody gets muted or you know, the internet connection's not good enough on one end or the other. And it is a royal pain in the rear, by the way.
Oh, I had one with a guy in IT. And we couldn't get the audio to work, and the problem was on my end. No one gave me a manual how to use my keyboard, and there's a little what looks like a horn on there, and you hit the horn about five or six times, and then you have audio.
Gotcha. So point being, Al, is this. If you're trying to look at, you know, your financial future, what do you need to do? Where do you need to put your investments and so on? I mean, how do you do that with everything we just mentioned a moment ago? To me, that just becomes an obstacle, not a help.
Well, it's totally a distraction, and it's hard to, you know, feel really comfortable and confident and so forth when you're concerned with the other person on the screen has a strange looking shirt, and every time they move, the screen
right.
wiggles.
Right.
And there's just so many distractions on a Zoom meeting, and as opposed to a comfortable phone call when the person has nothing going on, and I don't have anything going on, and we can dig deep into whatever.
Good point.
Whatever the person seems to be thinking about. And I'm extremely pleased now that the folks coming into my office, if they have on a mask, I say, yeah, you can take off your mask, and we can sit down and talk about what you want your retirement to look like. And
well, you know, Al, you bring up a great point there as well, because I think this is something, and Andy and I've talked about this many times on air, when it comes to all of the masks and things along those lines. The one thing that you now get the joy of having, and by the way, they do as well, is the facial expressions. Because, you know, you may mention something and all of a sudden you can just see the facial expressions of your client where you know, whoa, wait a minute, maybe that's not quite the right direction, or I need to do a little better job of explaining what that means, because I can tell from my clients that this isn't really going the direction that I want. By the way, the other is true. They may actually mention something and say, hey, I heard about such and such. And you may, before even saying anything, you can just tell from your facial expression that, well, I don't know that that's really the best thing for you or the couple that you're talking to. Al, we've missed that for too long now.
Oh, totally. Facial expressions are enormous. And I recently had the pleasure of going through a two-day workshop on improving presentation skills. And one of the things... statistics that he had is about 55% of what people take in when listening to a public speaker is facial expressions and body language. Only about 35-40% is the audio, whatever
right.
it is they're talking about.
Al, if you had to practice on your smile again, I mean, a lot of hours in front of the mirror.
Good one.
A lot of hours, because I got rid of the grumpy Al, and I want to have the happy Al.
Nice.
And,
Nice. There you go. Talk to people.
Well, and you know, and now like bringing this back into you and just what you can do for folks and so on. And I'm very serious when I say if you haven't heard from your advisor in quite some time, you really do need to sit down with Al and go through things. Al, what can people expect? You know, they give you a call and they say, hey, yep, you know what, John's right. I haven't heard from my guy or my gal. I need to sit down and have a conversation. What can they expect in that initial, you know, conversation with you? And do they have to bring a checkbook with them?
Oh, they don't have to bring a checkbook. If it's someone with whom I have not yet met, we'll sit down. And before I talk anything about dollars or where they have their money now or when they I start asking questions about what would you want your retirement to look like.
Okay.
And by that I mean, what will you be doing? Will you be traveling? Will you be moving to a location closer to your grandchildren? Mm. And it's once I really dig deep into that, then we can sort of convert that into dollars. Sometimes people are going to be spending way less money in retirement.
Right.
Sometimes they'll be spending more the first
right.
few years.
Right, good point.
And so using a formula, you need 80% of your income that you were getting before in retirement. That's, you know, you can't use formulas. Everybody's different.
That's right. No, by the way, well said, and I appreciate that. So I want to make it clear that folks listening, the first time you meet with Al, no, there's no charge. You don't have to bring a checkbook along. Al, we've talked about this in the past. You're not a financial planner where you sit down and do this huge plan and there's a charge for that and so on. You're an advisor. You're there to really advise them through this entire process and be there after that. You know, I guess you could say once the plan is even initiated, you're going to be there every step of the way to make sure that that plan, you know, comes to the end and meets fruition.
Oh, exactly. And I have had the experience of when I do dinners and talk to people and so forth, and I'll mention that I talked to someone and he says, well, you know, my advisor knows I'm getting closer to retirement, so he put more of my money into bonds. And I said, well, I don't think that's necessarily a bad idea, but it's not a retirement plan.
Right.
It's just an asset allocation. And
right.
if interest rates go up, bonds lose their value.
Right. Good point. Al, how do folks get a hold of you, sir?
They just call the office, 303-744-1128. And depending on, what time of day, I may be answering the phone myself. And we can schedule a time to sit down and talk, whether that's in a week or 3 weeks. And I try to work around other people's schedule.
Awesome.
A lot of people are still working during the day, so we meet late in the afternoon and so forth.
Okay, great. Good stuff. Al, as always, I appreciate it, and I'll see you Wednesday.
You bet. I'll
right.
be there.
Really appreciate it. That's Al Smith again, Golden Eagle Financial. Novus Auto Glass, folks, is up next. We got locations all up and down the whole entire listening area. If you need a location near you, go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. And don't forget to go to the klzradio.com website, look for Novus, fill out the form, and we will send you the free windshield Band-Aids that actually make sure that, you know what, you can keep that chip clean until you can actually get it fixed. So that's Novus Auto Glass. Again, find a location near you, and it's N-O-V-U-S. Find them on the RushToReason.com website.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
All right, and we are back and going to wrap up this first hour. If you're listening to the replay hour, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. I'll be back in the morning on Fix It Radio starting at 9 o'clock, followed by Drive Radio. So join us then. Anything you've got questions around the house or the car, we'll take care of that then. Otherwise, Andy, we're up next, hour number two, and
80s movies.
All right, 80s movies are next, folks. We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.